very big box store didn't often work well, especially if that's all you needed. So they turned to Adams Drugs, and in just a couple of minutes, you could do the same thing, have your prescriptions and refills, everything transferred to these great people who at 12 locations will give you customer service you just won't find anywhere else, and in large part because they don't have the time. They're too busy. They're too swamped. And you never have to worry about waiting in line. In fact, you can pull up in front of one of their stores and have them bring it out. Adams Drugs also delivers. And if you have any issue whatsoever, questions, they've got pharmacists and staff that have the time to answer your questions. You're never going to get that, come on, get out of here, I got another customer to take care of. They have time for their people. And they have beautiful gift shops in the stores. And if you need a Diet Coke and a peanut butter cup to feel better, you can get those too, while supplies last, I should say. With 12 locations all across the river region and within the sound of my voice at adamsdrugs.net. And don't forget the butt paste. Now, see, you can come in there with a what? Let's try that. Let's rehearse that. And don't forget the butt paste.
What am I? Oh, the what? You want me to sing the what? Gotcha. I'm like, wait, what am I saying? Okay, got it.
Don't forget the butt paste.
What?
See?
Does that work?
We're adding these decorative touches to the show.
And see, that one didn't have the nice vibrato like the other one did. That was just a great up.
Yeah, it was a great up. All right. Let's see how the roads are moving, get some news, then we'll be back with it. And by the way, he looks like he's ready for a double dose of random facts, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. That's coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. We're still light to moderate all over the city. We have some congestion now on Northeast Boulevard and East South Boulevard. A lot of cars still coming inbound on Highway 231 from Wetumpka and 31 from Prattville. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but no accidents that we know of to report so far. Shopping's incredible at Premier Place, and after shopping, eat at Poblano's, King Buffet, Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Hey, electricians, Crosby Electric needs you. We're hiring electricians for construction and service work immediately in Central Alabama. You'll get industry superior benefits. We're family friendly. There's opportunities for career growth, and you'll be working with competent coworkers. And you can be home most nights before dark. The conversation is free. What do you have to lose? Apply at Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric today. That's Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the court.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Today is February 26th, Carnival Day, a day to celebrate the toothless, nine-fingered chain smoker you entrust with your children's safety as he straps them into the tilt-a-whirl he assembled using only a pair of pliers. Hope your family survives Carnival Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The Senate parliamentarian says the massive COVID-19 relief bill cannot include a proposal to increase the minimum wage. The ruling comes as Democrats prepare for a House vote today of an initial version of the $1.9 trillion package that still includes the minimum wage boost. Russian media report of Boeing 777 made an emergency landing in Moscow in the early hours today after a pilot reported a problem with the engine. Residents say hundreds of girls are missing after a large group of gunmen raided a school in northern Nigeria early this morning. The raid in Zamfara State is the latest mass abduction of schoolchildren in northern Nigeria. Costco's increasing its starting wage to $16 an hour, surpassing most of its main competitors at a time when efforts to raise the minimum wage are gaining traction in the U.S. More details at srnnews.com.
They work for every penny.
Far left controls the White House and both houses of Congress. But Alliance Defending Freedom wants to make sure they don't control your house. Religious freedom, sanctity of life, free speech, and parental rights. Precious freedoms that ADF will protect at the courthouse. With God's help, we have over 2,000 victories, including 11 at the Supreme Court. And because ADF is a tax-deductible nonprofit ministry, we provide our services at no charge to those whose freedom is threatened. We have a challenging 48 months ahead of us. We must be prepared to stand for freedom. Call 833-993-4377 with your most generous gift. Or visit adflegal.org/freedom to sign the freedom statement and commit to help us sustain our efforts. 833-993-4377 or click adflegal.org/freedom.
that's pretty much been the case. 165. That was, I think, a week ago on the Center for Disease Control website. 165 cases of the flu during this season. Last year, there were 60,000 deaths from the flu. So where did it go? There's a theory that because we've all been washing our hands 800 times a day while singing happy birthday.
Taking all those precautions.
All the precautions have mitigated the risk of flu to a great extent.
I can believe that, yeah.
It's the first explanation that's made sense. Of course, the thing that throws doubt over all of it is that they monetized corona diagnoses, so if the symptoms are the same, there's more money in the corona. Not making any accusations, I'm just saying. That's another theory that's out there. And later on, by the way, I posted the lactating breast commercial.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the story's from the New York Post, which is a trustworthy, and it's the spot is censored. But I did make a suggestion on how, if we're going to go to these new realities, other things, why hold back? Why stop with lactating breasts? Why not go full bore by using the real, like these poor guys. Have you ever seen them on TV? These things called Peyronie's syndrome.
I have no idea what that is. Should I look that up?
Yeah.
They
show these guys and they're all standing there looking at a cucumber with a big bend in the middle of it. Or a carrot.
Oh, yes.
A misshapen carrot. Mm-hmm. And they all look real sad. So
there's a reason.
Why?
Oh.
Why not? Why use vegetables?
Regret the Google on that one.
Well, and now there's also a commercial on TV that uses peppers. I don't know if you've noticed that. There's a commercial that actually runs here in the studio that talks about a drug for that syndrome.
Oh.
But it uses peppers because, you know, peppers sometimes can be, you know, crooked straight.
Yeah. They don't remind me of anybody, but
well, that's a good thing, I guess.
Don't bring up any unpleasant memories. Right now at 7:12 and just ahead of yes, I have one convoluted intro ready for random facts. I will get the other one.
Yes.
Let's get Rich in for the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still February and still winter, but it's feeling very spring-like. Today, still mild, high temperature in the lower 70s. Some spotty showers are possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow and Sunday, amazingly warm for the last 2 days of February. High temperature in the lower 80s both days, approaching record territory. For instance, the record on Sunday, 83, is in jeopardy. Lows at night in the low 60s. Then for Sunday night and Monday, showers and thunderstorms become likely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota utility tractors are known for their dependability. Whether you need to plant, mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, make the hard work easy with a Kubota tractor. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Hello.
It's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
So, are you having a good Friday?
Yeah. Great Friday. Yeah.
It's just getting started.
What kind of a Friday is this? Hey, it's the weekend.
Because weekends are
party time.
Party, party, party.
That's what your weekends are for.
Well, that sounds fun.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Let's party.
It's showtime.
Party for Less by shopping food outlet cost plus 10%. The weekly special's coming up. Among the many things I've got plugged into the weekend, I got to get over to Kaiser Fine Furniture tomorrow.
And get your chair.
And look for the chair.
Yeah.
The ultimate chair. One that's high enough for the studio. Maybe one that has pumping action. You know, where you could sort of like, you know, a lift where you can pump it up and pump it down depending on. Because not everybody likes to be the same altitude.
There's an age joke there, but I'm not going to say it because you'll take it too personally.
That's mighty presumptuous.
And but I don't want you to do that, but there's an age joke there.
I'm sure there's an excellent fit at Kaiser because they have 65,000 square feet, so they can stock it all. And believe me, the trucks, some places have been dealing with supply line issues. The trucks keep coming to Kaiser with great selections and furniture. That 65,000 square foot warehouse is fully stocked. And it's a good idea to tap into the expertise of the three furniture goddesses at Kaiser, Stella, Dale Thornell, and Cheryl Pitts, who can help you find what you're looking for in the price range in which you're shopping. And by the way, if you want to go big, that's $2,000 or higher, you can do it at 0% for qualified customers with a Synchrony account. So shop wiser, buy Kaiser. You can go to shopkaiser.com and browse some of the featured pieces of furniture. Better yet, just go there and look, wear comfortable shoes, because there's a lot to see. And when all is said and done and totaled up, you pay 8.25% sales tax there as opposed to 10 in Montgomery. So you even save on that. At Kaiser Fine Furniture, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Can you sing local news?
Local news!
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have charged a second suspect in connection to a murder on Highland Avenue last Friday. Authorities say 37-year-old Samantha Lopez was arrested and charged with murder for the death of Terry DeGruz. Police have also charged 46-year-old David Raven in the case. The Alabama Department of Public Health wants to hear directly from people who have had COVID-19. ADPH is conducting an online survey designed to learn more about the spread of COVID-19 and to supplement ADPH investigation and contact tracing efforts. And the severe weather preparedness sales tax holiday is this weekend in Alabama. You won't have to pay state sales tax on eligible items this weekend. Some of the items include things like batteries, flashlights, tarps, and generators. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
No doubt the holidays and all the rain we've had has taken its toll on your carpet. So, Peaches and Clean is offering a sweetheart of a deal for February. You get two rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for only $99. That's right, two rooms and a hallway clean by our certified professionals at Peaches and Clean for only $99. For those expensive Oriental rugs, Peaches and Clean has the area's only climate-controlled rug room. At Peaches and Clean, we take your health seriously. Our staff follows all CDC guidelines for your safety. If you live in the Montgomery Three-County Metro, the Lake or Auburn Opelika areas, don't miss Peaches and Clean's February Sweetheart of a Deal. Two rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Not good with any other offers. Coupons, restrictions may apply.
Call us up at Peaches and Clean.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's February 26th, the greatest day ever. On the 26th of February, 1996, the Utah Jazz's point guard John Stockton gets his 11,000th NBA assist. When they attempted to give him an award for this distinction, Stockton replied, "I'll pass." Have a great February 26th, the greatest day ever.
And now,
I'll pass to Jay Scott, who's freshly stocked in.
Random.
Hey!
There you go. Look at you.
Squeeze that in there.
That was a double.
That was a double.
I'm going home now.
Did you know firefighters use wetting agents? Not wetting, but wetting. Wetting. Not wetting, wetting agents. Wetting agents. To make water wetter.
Water wetter. How do you make water wetter?
I know, right?
What way to make water wetter?
The chemicals they use reduce the surface tension of plain water so that it's easier to spread and soak into objects, which is why it's known as wet water.
I thought all water was like water.
It is, but it has a surface tension to it. It's yeah, you can make water wetter. I'm curious as to how it feels different, you know, at all. I don't know if it would or if it has some sort of, I don't know.
Would wetter water wash the shampoo
right
out of my hair better than
not water wetter water?
Not wetter.
Wet, yes. I don't know.
Jesse, you're in charge of follow-up questions, by the way.
I am okay. Very curious.
Gotcha.
About that. But Did you know when Truman told Stalin about the Manhattan Project in July of 1945, Stalin displayed very little reaction because he'd known about the project for almost 4 years before Truman knew about it. And he also knew more about it than Truman himself did. Truman only discovered about it when he was investigating, I think he was tracking down money.
Yes, there was $2 billion they spent that they couldn't account for.
Yeah, and he was trying to track that down, and they're like, oh, it's for a project we can't tell you anything about. Okay, You know, kind of let it go. Did you know? In 1942, the Luftwaffe, right? Is that pronounced correct?
Luftwaffe.
They dropped 3 bombs on the Church of Mosta in Malta. 2 of them deflected without exploding at all. 1 high explosive bomb pierced the dome of the church and entered inside where more than 300 people were awaiting evening mass. But the bomb never exploded. It was eventually defused.
Did you know, this is just a follow-up because I watched a documentary on this last weekend.
Oh.
Malta was the most bombed island in World War II because of its strategic position.
Yep. Apparently somebody has been to that church and they have a replica of the bomb in the church gift shop.
No kidding.
And you can see at the top of the dome where it came through if you go inside.
Can you imagine sitting there in your church and all of a sudden a big bomb comes?
Yeah.
Talk about a whole new reason to need some new pants.
Yeah.
Did you know there's something called the Crypt of Civilization? And apparently it's over in, well, actually where, this is Georgia, but I'm wondering if this is Georgia or...
The Russian Georgia?
You know, the other Georgia.
Yeah, that
Let's
one.
Sealed.
The communist.
No, it's right next door.
No kidding.
It is, the Crypt of Civilization is one of the first modern time capsules.
Oh.
It was sealed in 1940 over in Georgia. It was modeled after the Egyptian tombs of the pharaohs, and it will be opened in 8113.
8113?
Yeah.
Wow. That's like 6,000 years away, he said, doing the quick math.
It is a vault that is about 2,000 cubic feet. Contains artifacts, photographs, sound recordings that illustrate early 20th century life, classic literature, and religious texts.
Better watch the commies on that one. They'll try to dig it up and destroy it.
Yeah, there's an old black and white picture of what it looks like inside before they sealed it up. But yeah, it's over at... Oglethorpe University in Brookhaven, Georgia, in Metro Atlanta.
Metro Atlanta.
That's where the Crypt of Civilization is, and it'll be opened in 8113.
Mark that down on your calendars, kids.
Set a reminder.
See if Siri. Remind me. Siri, remind me to visit the Crypt of
Civilization
in 8113. I got to get an app from the App Store. Get out of here. I was trying to sell you something.
See if I can do it. Let's see if I can turn the volume up.
He's probably got the app.
Let's see if we can do it. Hey, Siri. Set a reminder to check the Crypt of Civilization in the year 8113.
All right. I've added it to reminders.
Man, I can't wait to see it 6,000 years from now when Jay gets that. Don't forget to keep your phone charged.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, there it is. Set a reminder.
That's funny.
Check the Crypt of Civilization. Don't want to forget. Did you know? Oh, he was in the news recently. When Mr. Potato Head was first introduced, parents were expected to supply their own potato.
Yes, that's. I remember that.
Yeah. Federal regulations, however, required them to start making the toys less sharp.
Oh, yeah.
Because you had to stick them in a potato, and I guess that was a little bit dangerous for kids to be playing with.
Oh, that's one of the ways kids learn about sharp things.
It's by poking themselves and thinking, ow, that hurts.
You turn your thumb into Mr. Potato Head. God, that's true. Mom, can I have a potato, please?
I just want to put this stuff. Yeah, so they had to make the pieces less sharp, so Hasbro was forced to include a plastic potato with the pre-made holes in it.
In less than 24 hours, Hasbro announced they were doing away with Mr. Potato Head and going gender neutral. In less than 24 hours, they have announced they're reversing that decision.
Mm-hmm. Because, by the way, contrary to their popular belief in the same in Washington, they think everybody believes the same way they do. No.
No. By the way, they should do a commercial with Mr. Potato Head looking at a bent carrot.
I was reading more comments here about the Mr. drop, actually, because that was a whole thing about them dropping the Mr. and what they were doing. Did you know the USA owns 1 acre of land in Mexico City? It serves as a cemetery for soldiers that were killed in the Mexican-American War. There are 813 Americans buried there. And it's been, 170 years? So
there is a plot of British soil here in Montgomery, mm-hmm. near Maxwell Air Force Base, for the British flyers who were killed in training back in World War II.
How many are buried?
And that is British. There's over 30, I think.
Yeah, the ones in Mexico are 813.
That's what I thought you said.
It's a lot. So, coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk to you about the human brain. Oh, actually, yeah. It's the eyes, but it has to do with the brain. Eleanor Roosevelt.
Hold it.
Not a good-looking woman.
We'll talk about a mistake that Athens made and quickly corrected. Also, we're going to go back to World War I. The Battle of, and help me pronounce this, because I've never been sure. The Battle of the, is it the Somme? The Somme? S-O-M-M-E?
The Somme.
Somme? Okay, the Battle of the Somme. And we'll also talk about Joseph Bazalgette.
Him.
Yeah, in the 1860s. And what he did. We'll tell you about that coming up on Random Facts.
All right, just remember, for future French.
Do I need to set a reminder?
Any French. Any French with a double M is a short.
Oh! Gotcha.
That's a fundamental of French phonetics.
I know the only reason you did that. that was funny.
7:28. Hey, the bus to camp 9 o'clock is almost halfway there. Let's take a look at what's going on. I love this picture on the Lewis Lawn Equipment Facebook page, their new manager. It's a big old boy wearing a green t-shirt. And who wouldn't want to work with him, right? That is so cool. Mary Lamar says, best sales manager ever at Lewis Lawn. They have a lot going on. In fact, there's a picture of a truck of equipment, because not only does Lewis Lawn serve the river region, but their reputation throughout the especially the lower part of the state is well known, and they ship their products everywhere. Walker products are now part of the inventory at Lewis Lawn, including the Walker mowers, in addition to all your favorites like Echo, Exmark, Toro, and more. They have those. And for those who would love the idea of an edger or trimmer that you just start with a touch of a button, these are battery-powered, state-of-the-art mowers, edgers, trimmers. I don't know if they have a blower. I'm going to look into that. By the Ego product line, you just take it off the charging station and hit on, and it whirs up, and it's ready to go. They're really excellent products, and like everything else at Lewis Lawn, they can be serviced there. So get a good deal, and then know that whenever it needs service, repair, warranty coverage, you bring it right back to where you bought it. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, next to Walter Craig. See our point guy there. That's Chad Sasser or Haley or TJ. Great crew, along with that gang in the back that keeps everybody in business. 244-9191 open from 7 to 4, Monday through Friday.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic looking around Montgomery right now. We're light to moderate in a couple of places, Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson Drive. A lot of inbound traffic from 231 in Wetumpka this morning. I-65 and 85 are busy now, mostly moderate traffic through downtown. No accidents to pass along to you at this time. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
C Square Performance Automotive in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to repair your vehicle and get you back on the road fast. All work at C Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. You will trust us and your car will love us. C Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Why do I go to Chappie's Deli? For the kickin' chicken roll-up and a side salad. That sounds perfect for lunch today.
Chappie's Deli has great service and a huge menu. Chappie's Deli, serving all your favorites for over 30 years. Don't forget the car hop service.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Georgia Floors Direct on the Eastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today's program is brought to you by Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday.
People who say millennials look stupid are the same folks who sported mullet haircuts, bad porn mustaches, leg warmers, and parachute pants.
And now, want to win mullet over during part two of
Random
Facts.
That was great.
Did you know the human brain can process and correctly identify images seen for as little as 13 milliseconds?
Wow. 13 milliseconds. I can't even comprehend that brief a period of time. Although I have relationships that are about that short.
13 milliseconds? Mm-hmm. Did you know Eleanor Roosevelt?
Not a good-looking woman.
Whenever she married FDR, she did not have to change her maiden name. It was already Roosevelt.
That's right.
Oh.
This is not, yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, it's not.
She didn't go with Eleanor Roosevelt. Roosevelt.
Yeah, no. Her father was the brother of former President Theodore Roosevelt, Teddy.
Right.
Did you know? In 427 BC, Athens sent a ship to, I guess it's pronounced Mytilene, which is not here.
No, not
they didn't send it up to the exit over there.
No.
they sent a ship to Mytilene, which had instructions to kill all adult men in the city-state. The next day, Athenians voted to change their decision. However, they'd already sent the ship.
Oh.
So a second ship was dispatched and raced through the night, reaching Mytilene just in time to prevent the massacre from happening.
Whoa, lace my...
Man, there are a lot of close calls like that before cell phones.
Yeah. Can you imagine how less dramatic Romeo and Juliet would have been had they just had text messaging?
Oh, man. It would have been a 10-minute movie.
Hey, look, I'm just going to, you know, it's all fake. Don't worry about it. When you see me in the crypt or whatever, I'm fine. I'll wake up in a few. Just don't worry about it. And then, you know. So.
Olivia Hussey, first.
That's her name?
That's the woman who, in the one we went to see in school, and our school didn't know that there's a scene in that Romeo and Juliet 1968 that where she is topless.
Uh-huh.
It's brief, but it's very exciting to
I would imagine.
High school students looking to expand their cultural horizons.
Expanded something. Did you know?
Don't think that'd be a cultural horizon, but okay.
As a result of the Battle of the Somme, a major World War I engagement that saw some of the most destructive attritional warfare known to mankind, 25 Somme villages and towns disappeared off the map forever.
Wow. That's some destruction there.
There's apparently a book, and I'm kind of interested in it. It's by a man by the name of William Philpott, called Bloody Victory, The Sacrifice on the Somme, that has a whole massive detail of that whole battle and everything that went on there. Very interested. And finally, did you know Joseph Bazalgette? He was a man from London. He designed London sewers in the 1860s. When he was talking about designing it, he said, look, we're only going to do this once. And there's always the unforeseen. And so they doubled the pipe diameter. If he had not done this, sometime in the 1960s, London sewers would have overflowed.
Ew.
But the ones he designed in the 1860s are still in use today.
Wow.
Because they doubled the perimeter of the, or the pipe diameter, which I would say is the piameter. I don't know. So anyway, those are your random facts.
Okay, they're going to cook up a $10 Food Outlet pop quiz question. I'm going to tell you about specials at Food Outlet. And there's some good ones this week. In fact, I want to thank everybody who brought, like, our friend Blair and others who have sent me recipes that they use to make a great chuck roast. Chuck roast is $3.22 a pound at Food Outlet, so a $10 gift certificate gets you 3 pounds of USDA Grade A chuck roast, or about a pound and 3/4 of T-bone steak. That's $5.53 a pound at Food Outlet. I can promise you that's $4 to $5 a pound cheaper than you'll see it in the chains, and it's just as good. The quality is excellent. Campbell's soup. I had one last night with a homemade tuna salad. 81 cents a can for tomato soup. It's a good soup and sandwich combo among many. We could do a whole show probably sometime on everybody's favorite soup sandwich combos.
Yes.
But all soups are cost plus 10%. Russet potatoes, $1.84 for a 5-pound bag. And Honey Nut Cheerios, $2.98 for the big box. You'll save throughout Food Outlet. Dairy, bread, meat, the house brand, Surefine, and Food Club, they save you money. Butter, $2.30 a pound.
You can't beat that.
And that's not even a special. And yes, it's grade A butter, friends. So try it once. Do your big weekly grocery shop at a Food Outlet. See how much you can save without even clipping a coupon. Highway 14 in Millbrook, Prattville on Main Street, west of 31. And I'll see you Sunday morning, 7:30 on Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market in Antioch. And now we're ready, boys and girls, for that $10 Food Outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked to you about the Crypt of Civilization over in Georgia there. What year will that be opened? I have it set in my... by the way, here's a hint. The date reminders on here, they only go up to December 31st of the year 4000.
Oh.
Wow.
They do not go beyond that. So there's a hint.
That's a drag if you don't live an extra 4,000 years. 272-9228, 272-9228. Jesse is in charge of follow-up questions. Mm-hmm. Answer one of those and double your chances in our grand prize drawing later this morning on News Talk 93.1 FM. Traffic time at 7:40.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have no accidents to report to you at this time in the Montgomery area. We do have a very busy boulevard all around the city with congestion at most of the major intersections. I-65 and 85 light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Chico's Auto Pros offers full tire and auto service at their Montgomery location on the Atlanta Highway. Everything for your vehicle at one location. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Animal stories coming up in a little bit. Sing that for me. Just sing animal stories.
Animal stories? Can you give me a minute to kind of work up on it, and I'll have it ready for when we do it?
Oh, I thought it'd be like...
She's not a machine, Greg.
Well, I don't want to get...
You can't
get
just put a quarter in her and have...
Well, he can pay me a quarter each time I sing it, and that change will add up.
Have something come out.
But let me think on it, because I don't want him to be the same, like, melodic structure, I guess, would be this thing. Like, with random facts, I have one for that, I think, that I could do. And I can think of it, one for animal stories. So, let me think on it a second.
All right. We're doing our pop quiz question right now, and Cricket, you're the first one up on this one.
Wow, that was quick. Listen, okay, all these numbers are going through my head, but I think I will get it right. If 8113.
That is
all
it.
All right, yes.
Yes.
I was thinking, was it 8131 or 8113? But yay, I got the right answer.
Yes,
8131
you
is
did.
My address.
Hey, I was driving, so, you know, I couldn't write anything down, or of course, so.
Good work.
Nice.
You got a $10 head start at food.
Hang tight.
Yeah, now, Jesse's in charge of, that's why all the guys are calling.
Because I'm in charge
Jesse.
Of follow-ups, yeah.
Starting with Anthony.
Hey, Anthony.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am fine, and yourself?
Doing great. You ready for a follow-up question?
I hope I can get it right today.
All right. Where is it that Jay was talking about where the USA owns 1 acre of land?
That would be Mexico City.
That is correct. Absolutely. You've got your extra entry in for the grand prize drawing that we'll be doing later this morning.
Thanks.
Right on. I've been listening.
All right.
Thanks there, Yosemite Sam. We appreciate it.
Crawdad. Morning. Good morning. All right. What toy, famous toy, had to actually change and send out something separately with their toy due to federal regulations because it was too sharp?
I remember the kit where you had to supply your own potato, but they changed it and gave you a factory potato.
That is correct. Absolutely. You've got you an extra drawing.
In the grand prize drawing coming up later, which includes a $25 gift certificate from Tucker Pecan.
Yeah.
Sam?
Good morning.
Good morning. You want a follow-up question?
Sure.
All right. Jay mentioned earlier about how far his phone calendar goes on his cell phone, all the way to December 31st of what year?
Oh, I think he said 4,000.
That is correct. Yes.
I can't believe I caught it. Hey, listen, I got something for you.
Okay.
Whoever stole Lady Gaga's dog, mm-hmm. they should be taken, dipped in gravy train, and thrown to a pack of wild poodle.
That's a good idea.
That's
not a bad one.
That's a good start.
Hey, what's the name of that poodle? Greg Poodle. I think that's what they're
Greg
name
Poodle.
Anyway.
I love it.
Oh, let me get off here.
Oh, Sam, we accidentally knocked your line off. You. Jay apologizes.
Yes.
Steve.
Hey, good morning once again. There.
Good morning. You want to follow up?
Sure, why not?
All right. So in Athens in 427 BC, they had to send how many ships to Mytilene in order to start and stop a massacre?
I believe it was, well, I know they sent one that was able to take the express lane to the destination, Mytilene right there, past Walk. But
they only had 10 soldiers or less.
The original The original fleet, I'm not too sure about. Maybe Greg might know that. Well, let's consult my lifeline of Greg.
Huh?
Well, there's your there's
for you. So that was two. That is correct. Yes. Nice job.
Wow, once again, all our follow-ups are
answered correctly. Did I do okay? I know I was filling in for Mr. Adorable over there, but...
You did very, very... I might have asked, like, what pew did the bond land in? Name the church.
I wasn't quite that good on note-taking.
And what island was that, where that church was, and so forth.
I thought about that. I was like, okay.
It is 7:45. Animal Stories coming up. Later on, we have another contest we haven't thought of yet.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. It is still February and still winter, but it's feeling very spring-like. Today, still mild, high temperature in the lower 70s. Some spotty showers are possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow and Sunday, amazingly warm for the last 2 days of February. High temperature in the lower 80s both days, approaching record territory. For instance, the record on Sunday, 83, is in jeopardy. Lows at night in the low 60s. Then for Sunday night and Monday, showers and thunderstorms become likely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health wants to hear directly from people who have had COVID-19. ADPH is conducting an online survey designed to learn more about the spread of COVID-19 and to supplement ADPH investigation and contact tracing efforts. Montgomery police have charged a second suspect in connection to a murder on Highland Avenue last Friday. Authorities say 37-year-old Samantha Lopez was arrested and charged with murder for the death of Terry DeGruz. Police have also charged 46-year-old David Rabin in the case. And the severe weather preparedness sales tax holiday is this weekend in Alabama. You won't have to pay state sales tax on eligible items this weekend. Some of the items include things like batteries, flashlights, tarps, and generators. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Looking for a great career move? You're going to want to hear this. Chad's AC Direct is looking for lead service and installation techs installing heating and air conditioning units. Must have 2 to 3 years of experience. How about $60,000 to $100,000 a year? Yeah, $60,000 to $100,000 a year. Plus Blue Cross Blue Shield and $700 to $3,000 Christmas bonus. Chad's AC Direct has been a trusted name in the River Region for over 28 years and is a great place to work. Call Chad today at 264-6464. That's 264-6464. Chad's AC Direct, license number 92244.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Saddle up for the 64th Annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at Garrett Coliseum, March 18th through the 20th. The best in BRCA freestyle bullfights. Fun for the whole family. For tickets, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny.
This is Matt Woodham with Woodham Southside Firestone. As a businessman, you need to watch your advertising dollar. We've been using Blue Water Broadcasting for many years. Blue Water Broadcasting is the biggest bang for your buck. Blue Water Broadcasting and Woodham Southside Firestone, great combination.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba! Chase is on vacation. It's time for a very educational edition of Animal Stories.
Animal Stories.
True tales from the wild kingdom, pun intended, whoop end of the vocal. Better than that.
That's all right on time.
Why is it educational? Jesse's going to be hearing this for the first time. On my Facebook page, on the wall, posted this morning, is a picture of Jonathan. Jonathan was born in 1832.
I love a man with some age.
He is 189 years old. He was 30 during the Civil War.
He must be really turned on right now.
The oldest known living terrestrial animal in the world. And we had a chance to talk to Jonathan. First of all, a couple of years back, this sound here, this is what the sound turtles make when they mate. It's true. This is the sound a turtle makes when it sees another turtle that it's attracted to.
Wow. Wow.
Right, Jay?
Sounds like Owen Wilson. Wow. Wow.
And what does a turtle do when there's no hot chick around or nobody to mate with?
Bang. I don't know how they do that.
Speaking of turtles, when it comes to saving them, Israeli rescuers had discovered that mayonnaise is a miracle. Employees at Israel's National Sea Turtle Rescue Center are treating endangered green turtles affected by devastating oil spills that hit Israel's coast with thick black tar. The spill, which Israel's Nature and Parks Authority called one of the country's worst ecological disasters on record, has coated 120 miles of coastline, and they have found mayonnaise to become a cure-all for removing oil from affected creatures. Those kind of things are so sad. And here's an interesting story. Researchers in Florida said an annual bird survey led to the discovery of a rare visitor to the state. You mean somebody not from New York? That's a joke I just made up. It's actually a bird that is a native of Iceland.
Yeah.
But it made it all the way down to the east end of Sanibel Island. Researchers thought they were seeing things when they snapped a few photos of the bird before moving on to help a pelican that appeared to be in distress. Conservation Foundation said it's extremely rare to see an Iceland gull in Florida, as they generally spend most of their time in Canada, eh? But Canada's so locked down, who'd want to hang out there? Those are your animal stories. You find that educational?
No.
Yes, I did. Oh. I found it very educational.
Listen Monday to Animal Stories and find out about a deer with hair growing in its eyeballs.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
There's a couple of things here that fall in the realm of rocket science. Apparently, Roombas, people that have them, I've never had a Roomba.
I don't have one either.
I used to have one.
They recently got a software update, and it's making them behave like they're drunk.
Hmm.
They spin around randomly, bump into furniture, move in strange patterns, get stuck in empty areas, and have trouble finding their way to their docks.
Huh.
Hmm. I had no idea that they were connected to the internet now.
I didn't really either. Oh, yeah. I never owned one.
A lot of them now actually map your room so it knows where to go and not get stuck.
Wow.
But apparently they've had an epic fail on software downloads.
Hmm.
And to think how excited my mom was when the self-propelled vacuum cleaner came out. And scientists, since we're in the realm of, has figured out why Zoom calls feel so exhausting. See, I wouldn't know. I've never done one of these.
Yeah.
When Rich was home with COVID, we did whatever that was.
Yeah.
On screen. That was certainly better than not having him on at all. But they say that Zoom calls are more stressful to workers because they're too intimate. So they're triggering parts of the brain that make us either want to fight or mate. And that's stressful. On Zoom, behavior ordinarily reserved for close relationships, such as long stretches of direct eye gaze and faces seen close up, has suddenly become the way we interact with casual acquaintances, coworkers, and even strangers. And yet, there's another story today. Let me see if I got it on. If it's a Morning Maroon nominee. Somebody was self-zooming during a Zoom meeting.
Uh-huh.
And I believe it was this is a public official or something. I'll find that story. Hey, I just gave you a great reason to wait for the
end of the show.
8 o'clock hour, yeah. Because I'm going to find that. 7:58, brought to you by Applied Security. What's great about their systems, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure them out and make them operable. That's one reason why we love ours here at Blue Water. It's very, very effective. It is non-negotiable, but it's easy to set. I know people that have complicated systems, and it's more trouble than it's worth. Plus, they have other issues like motion detectors that don't always work the way they're supposed to and end up calling police out when the cat went to the litter box. Talk to Mark and Vicky. They got 4 decades of experience in this field, and they can get you secured and monitored for under $30 a month. So it's certainly worth the call to save the money and get the best at 279-8338, 279-8338. That's Applied Security. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. As we close in on 8.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. A lot of cars on the road now. All